you need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
For 50 years, the Ban Ree Foundation has supported the continuing education of women at Queen's. Join Ban Ree for its 50th anniversary gala on October 24th at 7 p.m. at the Isabel Bader Center for the Performing Arts. This event marks half a century of empowering women through education. Tickets are free, but registration is required. To reserve your spot, visit the Ban Ree Center's website, follow Ban Ree Center on Facebook and Instagram, or email brc@queensu.ca.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
The Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Are you looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members, and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skill required.
This is Busty in the Bass, and you're listening to CFRC Radio 101.9 FM.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is May, aka DJ Mayhem, and I'll be hosting The Mood with May here on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday from 11 until noon. Tune in weekly to hear me explore music and artists across genres and decades, curated around a different vibe or category each time. Whether you love finding new music just like me, or you want to switch it up a bit, I'll have plenty to offer. Follow me on Instagram at The Mood with May for updates and more information, or my show page on CFRC.ca.
Pumpkin.
Okay, pumpkins.
Bat.
Bats.
Candy corn. I'm just saying spooky stuff.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I guess bats are a little bit spooky. Have you ever had a bat get lost in your house?
At a friend's place, yeah. That's where you got to own a butterfly net.
Yeah, so did you gently catch it, or did you take just knock it out?
No, we caught it in the butterfly net and just let it go, yeah. I had a friend, actually, who had a bat living in the foyer of his apartment building, or he was renting a house, and he was living in the foyer, but it was in the winter time, and he's like, I can't let this bat go, it'll die, it's a mammal, it can't go out in like minus whatever.
Yeah.
So he was feeding it over the winter. He was going to the pet store and buying little freeze-dried mealworms and feeding it, and then in the spring, he like let it go.
Oh,
so it's adorable.
So they made friends with a bat.
Bats are cute. Oh. What's the most misunderstood, like, quote unquote, scary animal do you think besides a bat?
Misunderstood?
Yeah, like a tarantula. Everyone's all freaked out by tarantulas, but they're furry and they're smart.
That's true.
Yeah.
Misunderstood.
We'll come back to that.
Let me think about that.
Totally.
I've never considered that.
I don't know.
What about snakes? Do you think they're a little bit misunderstood?
I think so. Or sharks. Everyone's all freaked out about sharks.
Yeah.
But like, I think more people every year get killed by cows than sharks.
Mm.
Cows, man.
Cows.
I eat.
Have you ever been charged by a sheep?
No, I've been charged
by a... very, very... aggressive.
Yeah, eh?
Yes, aggressive.
There was that New Zealand horror movie where all the sheep go crazy and like take over the island.
Yeah. Totally possible.
Misunderstood in the opposite direction. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks they're cute.
Misunderstood animal would be the polar bear.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've had all of this propaganda, all this advertisements with the Coca-Cola polar bear.
Oh, the Christmas bears.
And the bear goes,
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you just think they're all cuddly, but they're not.
They're not. They'll cuddle your corpse into the ground. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's misunderstood the other way.
And if you want to see something freaky deaky, I went down the Reddit rabbit hole recently of shaved animals and what like a raccoon or a porcupine or a hedgehog looks like when they're hairless. And they're freaky.
Are they?
They're freaky, I tell you.
Yeah.
You take the hair off of any mammal.
Yeah. And we know the cats do with those, I like
hairless cats.
Do you?
They're kind of cool.
Do you know they're very oily?
Really?
Did you know that? Yeah, they're very oily, nice. And they need a lot. You need to bathe them constantly
good.
Because they're so oily.
Would that be, good for your skin if you had a few hairless cats and they slept on your head every night?
For your skin?
Yeah.
A little moisture?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Happy Halloween, everyone. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I smell the bones.
This is CFRC, the place to be. We just heard from DJ Jazzy Jeff featuring the Fresh Prince. Not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
With A Nightmare on My Street. That was from the heyday of Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger mania.
Yeah.
Huge in the 80s. You call those 1-900 numbers and get Freddy Krueger to tell you jokes and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, he was
That's
cultural.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I was considering playing some of those as a gag on the show today, but I wouldn't want some kid listening and accidentally trying to charge their parents. Credit yeah. card to a 900
yeah,
number.
Yeah. We don't want that.
But Freddy Krueger was huge back in the 80s.
That was a very big thing.
Yeah.
That's why I'm permanently injured and traumatized.
I think his movies kind of suffered because of that, because as he got more kid friendly, the movies just got sillier, I think.
Okay.
The early ones were legit scary. Maybe not the second one. More on that later.
How did Freddy Krueger become Freddy Krueger? His origin story?
He was a child murderer, and the townspeople rose up and they burned him alive in his house. And so he came back to haunt the kids of the town, but through their dreams. And so the kids couldn't go to sleep lest Freddy Krueger get them. So very surreal horror movie. Yeah,
okay.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Simone.
I know you love it.
You're loving it too. It's nigh on after 9 o'clock. And we like to talk about what's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
It's Wednesday, so the weekend is coming up. And so we like to find some cool events that you may not know about. First and foremost, tonight at the Italiano Club in the North End, it's all you can eat pasta night. The Italio Canadian Club. It's $25 a person. Kids under 10 eat free. If you remember, it's only $20. And even though it's a big space, they encourage reservations because all you can eat pasta. That's pretty good. That's pretty awesome. That's up at 1174 Italia Lane. And I hear good things about the Italio Canadian Club. They put on a lot of cool events.
Yeah.
Friends of mine go there all the time. They really like it. I got to try it out. All you can eat pasta.
Yeah, we should go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you? Any cool events coming up?
Okay, let's see. Ron James, from This Hour Has 22 Minutes fame, is coming down to Kingston.
Nice.
October 19th at the Kingston Grand Theater.
Amazing.
You can see him at 7:30 p.m.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
What a great way to start your Saturday.
Have a little have some laughs. He's a comedian. He's a character actor. He does it all.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy. I like him.
Yeah.
He's been to town a couple times.
And you may not know the name, but you'll know his face.
Yes.
So look him up online, people.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. That'll be good. Other things going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. Tomorrow night, Thursday, October 17th, tomorrow afternoon, from 2 until 4 p.m., there's an event at the Tet Center called Art Death Cafe. Art Death Cafe invites artists who are interested in or already working within themes of death, dying, or grief, and come to share ideas. The cafe provides a safe and open space to discuss a wide range of death-focused curiosities while thinking about how these concepts can be explored within one's art practice.
Mm.
Very interesting.
Interesting.
Kind of spooky, you know? Good for the time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And good that it's at 2 p.m. It's still daylight. You know,
yes.
You don't have to walk home in the dark.
Yeah.
But it might be just a fun networking thing. And, you know, maybe you'll make something spooky for Halloween.
Maybe.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't get too serious.
Okay. Who knows? I don't think so. I think it'll be fine.
Either way, that's at the Tet Center tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 4. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The last event that I have is, where did I find that one? Oh, yeah. Also, tomorrow, and I'm assuming running throughout the weekend, the Domino Theater is putting on performances of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That starts Thursday, runs this weekend, next weekend, and the Halloween weekend. Tickets are $20. Students get in for 16. Children get in for 10. And the tickets are at the door only. So that's the Domino Theater, Dr. Jekyll, and Mr. Hyde.
And you're a former theater kid?
We prefer to be called thespians.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm like so sorry.
Listen, you don't talk to the kid that played Olive Green in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat without the right terminology.
Olive Green?
I had one line.
I don't recall that.
It was the best
name
color.
In the Bible, Olive Green.
It was like, the best one.
The best one?
Yeah, yeah. All the kids got to yell out the color, and I was like, Olive! That was my claim to fame.
Okay.
That was good.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was fantastic.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. I was the best.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
Oh, yeah. I tell everyone. Yeah. But, you know, Kingston's great for theater. There's always a lot of cool performances going on. Good to support. And it's always just fun and exciting and original.
Yeah.
And I always think it's a great date night thing because, like, if you're going out on a date and maybe it's a first date, you don't really know the person that well. Theater's always good because you can go and it's really like original, engaging, something you'll always remember. It's not like taking someone to a movie where, I don't know, you kind of get lost in the in the muss and the shuff words and things. Excellent. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And it's our week three of our Halloween Spooktacular. We've already given away one pair of tickets to Fort Fright at Fort Henry. Mm-hmm. Thinking about maybe going as that goat for Halloween. That'd be fun.
You're the goat.
Nah. But give us a call, 613-533-CFRC. Tell me where you're going to be for Halloween. We'll give you two free tickets to Fort Fright.
Okay.
Oh, my God. When was the last time you saw John Carpenter's The Fog, Simone? When was the last time?
I can't recall. I do not recall.
It's the one about the little town that's plagued by pirate ghosts that come back every, I think, 100 years to...
Yeah, in the fog.
In the fog. Yeah. They want their gold.
Yeah.
And what's his name? I can't remember his name. America's dad back in the 80s. Tom Atkins. Him and Jamie Lee Curtis have a unlikely romance where
She's unlikely?
Hitchhiking and he like picks her up and she's like, you're not one of those weirdos. He's like, yeah, I'm one of those weirdos. And they end up like...
She liked that. She liked that line. It worked.
And
right?
It's early in the movie. They like go to bed together and then they're like a team. They're like fighting these ghosts together. And it's like, that's cool. I like that.
Interesting.
There's ships in the night.
Have you ever hitchhiked?
No, never. I don't know. I mean, I guess it was a big thing in the 70s. I don't know how safe it is these days.
Yeah.
I had a buddy who, him and his brother, they would do it for 2 years in a row. They did an annual like summertime hitchhike from Kingston to British Columbia. And they took their cameras and they made it like a photography thing. And we were the buddy, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seemed fun.
You got someone to watch your back, I guess.
Meet some interesting people. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if they had to deal with pirate ghosts, though.
No.
Well.
I think that's, a little bit extreme.
They probably wouldn't tell me if they did.
Maybe not.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Gnome. Simone the Gnome.
Simone the Gnome. Awesome. That's your Halloween costume. We're going to keep things moving and grooving. This is another newish one that came out last year from Josie Cotton, back in action. This is Painting in Blood, and this is all about Italian giallo horror movies. Simone's favorite.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Come on. suspicion. It's dazzling, sacred with knives not ever soon forgotten. So mangling, this is giallo. It's so unexpected, yet predictable. Enter the master of spaghetti westerns. It's inexplicable, but
H2O tonight and go home happy. The face of good and the face of evil meet one last time in a fight to the finish. Halloween H2O, rated R restricted. Guaranteed to be there at Blockbuster Video.
Bald elephant is smothered in smoking. Buzzard elbows and chitlins a la king. Steam hot alligator foots with dumplings. There's something wrong with you. Something missing someplace, somewhere. There's something wrong with you. Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there. Now. Take a look. At yourself. Something else. I don't know what is wrong, but if you keep looking like that, I'll be gone. There's something wrong with you. Something I gotta do. I mean to find out the cause. You swore up and down that you would love me so. You said pumpkins would look like pickles before you let me go. Well, I'm just tired of it all. You can stop your show. Don't you know you can be replaced, you know. Monkey toes and string beans. Roast bamboo salad smothered with bubble gum. Baked barbecue gorilla ribs. A dish of cow fingers and mosquito pie. There's something wrong with you.
Hey kids, here comes Peter Pumpkin. For a safe Halloween, do what Peter does. Wear a light-colored costume short enough so you don't trip. If you wear a mask, make sure you can see. Makeup's better. Don't crisscross the street. Call on one side, then the other. Parents, set boundaries, and it's time to be home. Carry a flashlight for extra safety. And let's all have a safe Halloween.
Last night. Halloween shopping doesn't have to be a nightmare. Come to Partyland and save. 7 locations with prices so low, it's scary.
Guitar solo there.
That hits hard. Mm. This is another song by John Carpenter.
Yeah.
Called The Pork Chop Express.
The Pork Chop Express.
From Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble.
Yeah, have you
this
seen that one?
This song is made for you.
Yeah, I know.
You are trouble.
That's the one where Kurt Russell plays like a trucker, just like a drifted trucker. And he's hanging out in Chinatown in San Francisco with his buddy. You know, they're playing cards or something. And they inadvertently see like a kidnapping, and they take it upon themselves to try and rescue the woman that's been kidnapped by these Chinese gang members. But underneath the ground, there's like floors and floors of ancient Chinese ghouls and monsters and sorcerers and wizards. And it's more of a fantasy than a horror movie, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And the best part about it is it's Kurt Russell and his Chinese-American friend, whose name escapes me. And even though Kurt Russell was the big star back then, the big muscly A-lister actor, he's not the hero of the movie. It's hilarious. He's actually the sidekick. But no, it's an inside joke where everything he does in the movie is just wrong. Like, he doesn't do anything constructive. Every time there's a big fight scene, he's always screwing it up. And it's the guy who is the, quote, sidekick that's actually
doing the thing.
It's hilarious.
Okay.
Good stuff. Mm. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Mo.
It's Hallamonth. On CFRC.
Yes. It feels like Hallow Year.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like Hallow Life.
Inundating you guys. It's pretty good. We just heard Betty Levette with Witchcraft in the Air. It's definitely frosty out there. There's some sort of bad magic going on.
Oh. I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah, at least
I wouldn't disagree.
It's supposed to get warmer out by the end of the week in Kingston. We'll see. Also in that last set, Dave Edmonds with his classic The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Amazing movie. Screamin' Jay Hawkins with you, There's Something Wrong with You.
I like that one.
I liked it too.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know who I think about when I think about that, but
something about barbecue gorilla ribs actually sounds really good. Just the way he says it, maybe.
Yeah.
And we opened it up with Josie Cotton and Painting in Blood. This is, CFRC, the place to be. We're still giving away tickets to Fort Fright.
That's true.
Give us a ring.
At 613-533-CFRC.
Yeah!
Or that's 613-533-2372.
That's true. Tell us where you're going to be for Halloween, and we will give you two free passes to Fort Fright at Fort Henry. Fort Henry's scary enough, let alone when they fill it with ghouls and goblins and monsters.
Yeah, it's a creepy place.
Totally,
for sure.
Yeah. I love it. Amazing. This time of morning, we like to do our segment called Screen Time, where we talk about movies, TV shows, video games, all the good stuff that's going on in the media landscape. I don't know if any of you all out there watched Saturday Night Live this past weekend. Stevie Nicks was the musical guest. She was excellent. Mm-hmm. And Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
She's got a funny bone.
She's got a big funny bone.
Yeah.
For years, I was like, what do her and Pete Davidson see in each other? And now I get it. Like, she's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, her Celine Dion was like spot
perfect
on.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. So anyway, anyone who doesn't check that out should check that out.
Okay.
This is great. Other things going on in movie and TV news. Simone's been talking a lot about getting a Barbie costume together, perhaps for Halloween.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's an option.
Maybe. Yeah.
Greta Gerwig, the director of Barbie last summer, has got a new project in the works. She's rebooting the Narnia franchise.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she's on tap to direct The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And I guess the latest story is that she's pushing for a theatrical release. I guess it's being produced through Netflix.
Oh, okay.
But it's an epic kind of story.
It is. It is.
You want to see it on the big screen.
So I wonder what she's going to bring to it. I wonder how, like, what her take will be.
Because those first two from back in the early aughts were really good.
Yeah.
Like, I really like that.
They're very good.
Kind of fell off the deep end with Voyage of the Dawn Treader, in my opinion, just because they had less money to work with.
Mm.
Even though Will Poulter is a treasure, that kid is awesome.
Yeah.
But, you're right. I wonder what she would bring to it.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's quite a few
books in the series, so I guess.
That's true. That is true.
She can pick something else.
Do The Boy and His Horse, maybe.
You know.
That has never been adapted. So we'll see, I guess. But just good to hear that it's in, like, you know, good hands.
Mm.
Yeah. Celebrity birthdays, because they are our social betters, and they deserve the heels of their boots to be licked by us peasants.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So you're so graphic.
Totally. The most famous man on earth, God himself, Flea.
Flea.
Turned 62 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Flea.
Happy birthday, Flea. Part of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I got to assume he's cheating on his wife, because the other one is Anthony Kiedis. Who knows? But, you know, star of screen as well. Back to the Future 2 and 3. He was one of the nihilists in The Big Lebowski. We believe in nothing, Lebowski. Good costume ideas right there. Go get
I feel like at any given moment, you're going to have a heart attack.
Get a... you know CPR, right?
I do.
There's an AED machine across the quad.
Okay, I could just run over and get it.
Yeah. But yeah, check out Please.
Yeah.
Get a couple friends together and be the nihilist from Big Lebowski. That'd be good.
Okay.
Also, happy 66th birthday to Tim Robbins, star of Shawshank Redemption and all sorts of great stuff.
Yeah, Shawshank was good.
Totally, yeah. He did this great movie with John Cusack in the 80s where they played a couple of amateur music video producers. And it was produced by MTV, the movie, so they had all these, like, real bands. And there's, like, great scenes where they're just making these really surreal and silly music videos. Nothing better than Tim Robbins and John Cusack in the 80s. Another great group costume.
Yeah? Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And also, I had one more good birthday today. Oh, yeah. Julian Dennison turns 22. You might not know his name, but you know his face. He's the young New Zealand actor who made huge waves in the indie flick Hunt for the Wilder People that he did with Sam Neill. He played like a runaway teen who runs off into the wilderness, and Sam Neill is sort of like a grizzled loner, and the two of them strike up this unlikely friendship and bond.
Okay.
Very good flick.
Yeah.
He's gone on to bigger and brighter things, more notably Deadpool 2, and he's in the upcoming Y2K movie, the comedy movie about a high school party on New Year's Eve in 1999, but Y2K actually happens.
Okay,
yeah.
I do remember that. We're like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
Yeah.
I remember just driving down the street and in the evening on Y2K. I'm like, It's fine.
It's good.
Just driving by Hasty Market, and it's fine.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I remember watching Austin Powers 2 that night. That was a good time, yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, happy 22nd birthday to Julian Dennison.
Yeah,
not too
shabby.
Yeah. In the headlines today, we got some news about the long gestating Mission Impossible 8. Yeah. After 2.5 years since they started rolling cameras on this latest one, it's finally wrapped shooting.
Yeah, like he was like actually like literally living in the UK.
Yeah. They rented a massive cruise ship so they could like cart their crew around.
Wow.
Like, and there was COVID delays. There was a submarine related delay, which not many movies can boast that.
Yeah.
So finally, it's
a lot going on.
Yeah.
A lot going on. Remember he had that rant at the beginning of COVID?
Oh, yeah. The
leaked
tape.
It's like, oh, people need to put food on their table for their families.
He was right. I agree with him.
Do you think it was real?
Yes, I do. I do. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just think he was right in doing so. He's the producer of this massive movie that was the only thing shooting probably on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And people weren't obeying the rules. They weren't wearing their masks properly.
Yeah.
And he was just like, look, like, we're really going for it here. You need to, like, step up or get out kind of thing.
And he's paying for it.
He's paying for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not made of money. Maybe, but.
Well, a little bit.
So we can expect a trailer within the first few weeks, and they did announce that the trailer will definitely be ahead of Gladiator 2 when that releases in November.
I'm on the fence about this Gladiator 2. Yeah. I just don't know. I feel, you know what it feels like to me? It feels like a streaming movie. Does it feel like a streaming movie to you?
A little bit.
Does it feel as big and grand?
I don't know. I'm ready to be surprised, but you're right. I'm not as hyped up.
I don't know about this. I don't know.
I guess we'll have to see.
We'll have to see.
Yeah. Another great group costume.
Okay.
Go with a bunch of gladiators.
That would be interesting.
Cool.
But for me as a woman, like, is there, like, I don't know, is there a character I could play? Like, what is she?
Connie
like
Nielsen.
Like a princess?
You'd be finding, like, she's like the queen.
Like a Grecian.
Yeah, toga.
Whatever,
toga, big fluffy
whatever.
Hair. Or you could just, like, put on the lion costume and just eat people.
That's true.
That'd be cool.
And lion is very straightforward. People know what it is,
very
right?
Very straightforward.
Yeah.
Okay. You could do a cool minimalist lion costume. also in the news, fans of the animated Amazon program Invincible, the superhero cartoon, which is great, should be excited to know that Invincible returns February 6th, and this time, no mid-season break. Give me the episode straight up. I don't want these mid-season breaks, right? Like, it ruins cliffhangers because it just gives me the shakes.
Gives you the shakes?
Because it's like,
I thought you already had the shakes.
More so, yeah. Invincible's great. For those of you that don't know, it follows a teenage superhero. He's basically like the son of Superman dealing with becoming like a big time superhero.
Oh,
what is he supposed
he's in
to
his
do?
His father's shadow.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then also his father is like a psychopath. Spoiler alert. Yeah, it's like, what if your dad was Superman, and what if Superman was like a criminal and no one can stop him?
There's a lot of trauma going on. This is therapy.
It's a great show. And because it's Amazon, they can pile money onto it. Listen to the voice cast here.
Okay.
Let me take a breath here.
Okay.
It features Sandra Oh, J.K. Simmons, Jillian Jacobs, Andrew Randall, Zazie Beetz, Mark Hamill, Chris Diamantopoulos from, you know him, he's Starburns on Community, Sterling K. Brown, Rob Delaney, Calista Flockhart, Phil Lamar, Luke McFarlane, Tatiana Maslany, Scott McNary, Jay Farrow, Ella Purnell, Tim Robinson, Ben Schwartz, Rhea Seahorn, Leah Thompson, Paul F. Tompkins, Chantel Van Setten, and Peter Cullen all lend their voices.
Oh my goodness, wow.
Along with Steven Yeun and Walton Goggins, who are the two stars.
You are right. It is layered.
It's fun.
Got a lot of star-studded, spectacular, you know,
and
speakers.
And it's ultra-violent, too, so you'd love it.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Cartoon blood. So cool.
Cartoon blood.
Yeah. Talking about absolute bloodbaths, the Joker movie is set to lose $200 million to their studio.
Wow.
The first one.
So they didn't like their musical.
I guess not.
Oh, well.
What can you do? I mean, the first one was Lightning in a Bottle. They spent a shoestring budget of $50 million, and it made over $1 billion at the box office. Did not need a sequel. This one had a reported budget of $200 million plus another two on top of that for marketing and distribution. So they would have had to make $400 million just to break even. And it's not going to do that. It's not going to do that at all.
Mm.
So, you know, there will be no Oscar campaign for Joaquin Phoenix this year.
Okay.
Speaking of the Oscars.
Speaking of.
It's coming up. There's, they're trying to find the host right now.
Yeah, do they have any ideas?
Oh, there's a couple of big names that are courting the Academy Awards.
Lay it on me.
Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds want to co-host it.
Oh!
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, I think that could be something.
I think that'd be great.
That could be something.
Do you remember when Hugh Jackman hosted in 2008 or 9?
No.
He's like an old school song and dance man.
That's right. He can dance. He can sing.
Yeah, and they said that was one of the highest rated ones ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember watching. It was great.
Well, you remember the big like the what do you call it? Not the entrance. I'm just thinking the introduction or whatever.
Yeah, the opening monologue.
With Billy Crystal.
And yeah.
He would do, you know.
Put himself in all the movies.
Yeah. So maybe we need to get back to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the reason why we would watch them in the first place.
Exactly.
No more James Franco. Keep him away from that. I remember, if you remember when he hosted, like he was high for the whole thing.
I guess.
But Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds hosting the Oscars would be like, they would be fools to not do that.
I think it would be fun and people would look forward to it.
It would be
sure.
A ratings powerhouse. Yeah. One more random headline before we get back to it. Season 17 of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia just went into production. Mm-hmm. And we know from last week that they're going to do a spin-off episode. Or sorry, a crossover episode.
With Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, which just started its fourth season.
Mm-hmm.
Love it so much.
They're doing well, eh?
I love it.
Good job, Quinta.
Good job, Quinta.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah.
She was in a show with Steve Buscemi. It was a Western and she played his daughter and she was like the leader of this gang, like this horse gang. And she's so funny because she's like 4 feet tall.
I know, she's so petite, she's so little.
And she's
so
leading
cute.
This gang of barbarian guys. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Miracle workers.
She's done well. Like she got her start on BuzzFeed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
She's going for it.
Yeah.
I think we could be friends.
Yeah, I think you could be friends.
We're
going to
reach out.
Yeah.
Quinta, give us a call at 613-533-CFRC. Tell us we're going to be for Halloween and we'll give Quinta Brunson free tickets.
There you go.
To Ford Fright.
That's a big deal, I think.
It'd be a huge deal.
Yeah.
It also is a huge deal. Us.
We are.
Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday.
That's right.
Halloween edition. We're going to get back to the tunes before we sign off for the day. This is the 5-Man Electrical Band and their spooky track, Werewolf. Right here with me, the nerd.
And Simone the Moan.
Said, there's something weird about Billy. I looked in his room, his bed wasn't slept in at all last night. But Papa said,
now Mama, don't you go talking silly. He's just a young boy, he's just sowing his wild oats, and that's alright.
But Mama said, no. Something real strange about my Billy. Farmer down the road said he lost a few of his sheep last night. I know he's my own flesh and blood, but he makes my blood run chilly. Cause I saw him from my window and he was on the hill just screaming at the moonlight.
Is it any wonder we hate to see the sun go down?
There's only one thing to do about Billy. Hand me down my gun, son. Bring along that silver dinner bell.
But Mama said,
Papa, babe,
you don't kill him. Cause I just couldn't bear to think about my baby in hell.
But he went down to the blacksmith, got him out of bed and said,
get your fire hot.
Oh, shut up your shutters and close down the doors. We're gonna need all the heat you got. Cause I want you to melt my silver bell down to a single shot. I got a job to do and I got to get it done before the sun comes up.
Shot. I said, Papa got him. Then we heard a scream. Mama smiled and said, bitch, Billy got him. But when I lifted up my eyes, there was Mama in the doorway staring at the floor. And my big brother Billy never did come home no more.
Sun go down. And is it any wonder we
gonna do the mummy walk.
Mummy walk.
Because the mummy can't talk.
Mummy can't talk.
When you get the groove, you get in the mood with the mummy walk.
Mummy walk.
Hey, little girl.
Hey, little girl.
I mean, are you in brown?
You in brown.
I don't want to see you doing the mummy walk all over town. Now the mummy can't talk.
Mummy can't talk.
Do the mummy walk. When you get the groove, you get in the mood with the mummy walk.
Mummy walk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you get the groove, you get in the mood with the mummy walk.
Mummy walk.
Oh, work out, child. Mummy walk, honey. Mummy walk. Mummy walk for Papa. Oh, you're looking good like I knew you would. Go ahead now, go ahead. Yeah, to the left now. All right, back to the right. All right, now forward, back up, easy. Cause the mummy walk.
Mummy walk.
The mummy can't talk.
Mummy can't talk.
When you get the groove, you get in the mood with the mummy walk. Hey, little girl.
Hey, little girl.
I mean, are you in yellow?
You in yellow.
I don't want to see you doing the mummy walk with the other fella. Mummy walk.
Dating an older woman is one thing, but this little honey is 5 million years old.
They call me Sheeta.
I'm Uncle Anwar, and I used to date her when I was alive. And now she's got my nephews working overtime at Blood Diner. And believe me, they're murder in the kitchen.
This isn't going to hurt a bit.
First they greet you, then they eat you. Blood Diner, under 17 not admitted.
Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. The scalpels go on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Transylvania. For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti. Good night, whatever you are.
This summer, coming to a supermarket near you, there's going to be a great new high-C flavor with an outrageous food taste. And what are we going to call it? Ecto-Cooler. High-C Ecto-Cooler. Slimer's new food drink. You've been warned.
I've been awakened, I side with
Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
This has been your Indie Morning Wednesday, weekday, hump day, Halloween nonsense day.
Yes, a lot of nonsense.
Day of the awesome right here. Mm. Thanks for coming along, everyone. Yeah. Hope you're all enjoying your day. Congratulations to Al. He called in and won two more passes to Fort Fright.
Okay.
We asked him what he's going to be for Halloween.
And he's going to be?
The spookiest thing ever. He's going as Jeffrey the Movie Nerd.
There you go.
Yeah, so if you remember that scene from The Matrix where Keanu Reeves gets reborn, he's all bald and covered in pink goo.
Okay.
That's that. That's the
covered
Jeffrey
in pink goo and plaid.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's the Jeffrey the Movie Nerd costume. Like I said, my name's the Movie Nerd.
And I'm the Moan.
And we just heard from the JNC Trio with Voodoo Doll. Yeah. Classic spooky stuff. Also in that last set, The White Stripes with an old one, Jack the Ripper, recorded live in, I think, 2003 or 4. Old school.
Yeah.
In there as well, we had Dinner with Drac by John Zachary, whose stage name eludes me. I can't remember. He was one of those old school horror hosts on, like, middle America cable TV in the 80s. Very specific stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what we're all about here on Halloween, or Halloween stuff.
Halloween stuff.
Also in there, we had Bo Diddley with Mummy Walk, and we opened it up with Werewolf by the Five Man Electrical Band. And we're listening to another John Carpenter track, not from any movie, but he kept making music.
Just because he likes to do it.
Yeah, him and his son are making them. So this is from the album Lost Themes 3. The song's called Weeping Ghost.
Mm.
Not bad. Even though he's done with filmmaking, he's still prolific.
Still just doing it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Rocking his Ray-Bans.
Totally. So, yeah, what else did you learn that you probably didn't need to know today, Simone?
What did I learn?
In summation before we sign off.
Let me see. Okay, that animals can, you can misinterpret them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't, even though they might seem freaky and scary, they might
be gentle, or they might be actually the opposite.
Just like us.
Yeah.
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 So just look up bald animals online. It'll change your world. Also, we learned that there's all you can eat pass tonight at the Italia.
That's right. All you can eat.
Pretty good.
You think you're going to go to that?
Maybe. I can eat a lot.
Can you? Can you put away a lot of pasta?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Give me that starch. Need that starch. Also, I don't know. Just learn. Everything's good.
It's fine.
Still didn't decide on the Halloween costume
yet. It's a little chilly, but you know.
Get to our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah, Bun Love, get some soup.
Get some good soup.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to sign off. We'll catch you guys next week. For week 4, Halloween Madness.
Yeah.
There's 5 weeks, Wednesdays in October.
Wow.
Lucky you, Simone.
Oh, my. Lucky me.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to play ourselves out. We can't go a week without playing something from Rocky Erickson. This is Creature with the Atom Brain. And if we have time before Biggest River Delta, you'll hear Buck 65 with Indestructible Sam. But until next week, hope you all have a great time out there. Enjoy homecoming this weekend.
Yeah.
And stay warm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
See you later.
See you guys next week.
All right. Bye now.